Brief history of Molly Murphy. I suppose I have always drawn because my mom had a billion kids to entertain in such a way.
Explain that. How many kids?
There were seven of us all together. Two older half-sisters, me, four younger brothers. We were always just handed papers and pencils. But I think that's always kind of been an ongoing theme in my life, is I had to create something one way or another. It's taken a lot of different forms.
And you want to give your age?
I'm 31. I'm not afraid.
All right. And you, townie, all your life?
I grew up in Baldwin, primarily. I was born in Colorado, but mostly Baldwin City, Kansas. Tiny little town. Definitely a Kansas girl to the max.
Lawrence High School?
I went to Lawrence High School for a while. I lived on my own for a while in high school, and then Lawrence High School decided I should discontinue going there.
College?
I did a little bit of college in high school, and I did a little bit after my GED, and then kind of became self-taught artist.
Self-taught. Any formal training?
Not in college at all.
It's amazing because your work is, I mean, the first thing you think of, or at least when you look at it, is technique.
You can learn technique in a million different ways. I look at a lot of stuff. I read a lot. I think just because I wasn't in a formal painting class doesn't mean I haven't spent a long time studying and trying to figure out the next step and the next process and how do you create the form you're trying to create with a plane of color or a layering of color.
Are
or
you a
line.
Quick study?
Am I what?
A quick study?
Yeah.
What do you think is the average person's first impression of your work?
I think I get a lot of people who immediately say they find it disturbing, and I'm not sure that's always the intent, but
what
could
disturb somebody?
I think a lot of the expression on the faces and the portraits. Tend to use a lot of darker colors, highlighted by a lot of really red, and I think that tends to kind of push people towards the idea of violence, maybe.
You think it's a visceral reaction to color?
Sometimes, yeah.
What about subject matter? I mean, there is...
Well,
the self-portrait figures a lot, right?
Yeah, and I think sometimes if people see a resemblance to me, they start to question it a lot more.
Why?
And it becomes a little more disturbing.
Oh,
because you're face-to-face with me at that point. And it's easier to assess something if it's a little further away, I think.
Do you intend to shock?
Not really. I think a lot of what I do is kind of a reflection of what my thought process is or what I'm interested in or studying at the time.
Well, I think that might be what scares people, because you don't come off as a dark person. But if they see that in their paintings, that adds another layer of Molly?
That's possible. I think a lot of times people are used to just something looking pretty, and that's a pretty easy way to look at art, which I'm not opposed to. I actually do like just straightforward, pretty paintings.
Do you intend for your work to be somewhat cryptic? Do you want people to get it right away, or is it like something you have to peel away?
Well, I think a lot of things that I do come out of stories or historical spaces. So I think maybe with the allegory in some of them, it does take looking a little bit longer.
Why so much of the nude? Why does that figure so prominently?
I think I've just always been drawn to a lot of the classical painters and nudes, and I also, I think I don't paint things that are so overt, but I do try to do a lot with skin tone and use more of almost like an injured looking flesh. I think Jenny Seville might be the painter that kind of made me start thinking that way a little bit. She does very large, large scale paintings of very large scale women that are very fleshy and almost injured looking tones, but they're very straightforward paintings of women.
There really is in your work that sense of injury, hurt, wounded, reproach.
I think there always has, and I think this new series addresses that a little bit, and that how I've utilized artworks to express some of that a little bit. But I think the new series, I'm trying to show also the path outside of that, which might be the new story.
Is there any political? Is this feminism? Is your painting feminist?
Oh God!
For whatever that word.
Yeah, that word.
Are you commenting on?
I've been called a hyperfeminist, and I've been called the anti-feminist. I'm not really sure that that word means a whole lot to me. You know, I tend to paint about women, and I tend to paint about experiences and kind of the duality of a lot of situations for women. And so maybe that's feminism. I don't know. I don't know that I define it so strictly as that.
With a woman running for president, the lot of women has improved in society, no? I mean, just think about it. In the past century and a half, what's happened?
It has. I think it was pretty amazing that we had a woman running for president this year, but I think there's a long way to go with... I think a lot of this series is about addiction, and that women tend to be one of the highest rising groups of drug addicts, smokers, alcoholics, and there's still very large violence numbers. I think that, and also just criminals. I know in Kansas City, they were saying the number of women committing murders has gone up extraordinarily. I mean, I think that there is still an edge that is not being approached.
Is that a consequence of the great changes in women's state in society? Are women in an identity crisis? You know, the working mother.
I think as roles have become open, and people still hold a paradigm for what a woman should be, that there does become sort of an identity crisis. You find the women who want to be extraordinarily militant about all their rights, and they kind of become anti other women who choose not to live the way they do. And I think a lot of men still have maybe roles they see women in.
Is there a political aspect to your work? Do you think about it in those terms?
I don't know that I think about it politically. I think about it experientially, but maybe that could be political. I don't really consider it that.
All right, and the title of the show, which is?
If the Circus Moved On, Would We... New works from an old dialogue.
What is the old dialogue?
Well, actually, the exact title came from a slip of paper I gave to a friend many years ago when we were all living in, I would say, a state of chaos. And it's been a phrase that stuck with my friend for years, and a phrase that stuck with me for years. And I think the series kind of came out of the dialogue of all our escape plans then, and now years later, here we all are, and kind of traces the path of how we all related to each other. And I think everybody kind of ended up in various types of arts, and how that kind of made a route into a new place in life. And I also use, for me, a lot of kind of surviving was looking at artists and learning about art and painting myself. And so I throw a lot of references to the painters and the people that influenced me throughout those years.
Have you escaped?
I think that probably I have. I think that's never really a very safe question to say yes to.
What are you escaping? Dogma?
A certain dogma. I think there's always been a certain link for me between art and addiction. It's if I'm not
art and addiction, if I'm not
creating something in one facet or another, it's very easy to turn to various addictions. And I find that most artists I know have a sense of that,
so
have sort of an obsessive need to produce.
Just to stave off the consequences of not producing?
Just to work through your brain a little bit. I think Mary Frank said that she never understood her mother painted obsessively as if her life depended on it, and she never understood that as a kid until she painted and created and sculpted obsessively as if her life depended on it.
I see you working down here all the time. How many hours in a day, in the average day, do you think you spend with hand on brush or hand on pencil?
Anywhere from as little as 5, as much as 16 some days. I can definitely get obsessive.
The new show.
I think I've been kind of considering this theme for a long time, but it was never separate enough from maybe the subject matter. I was never far enough out to really look at it objectively.
The theme being progress, change.
Yeah, and I think enough separation from drugs and, you know, living a crazy lifestyle to really look at it objectively and assess where that comes from and what its link to art was and how art and relationships were affected and how they also affected me leaving that lifestyle. And I think I finally kind of came to a point where I felt comfortable looking back and felt like I could do it without being completely trite about the subject matter.
So this is an epiphany. A personal epiphany.
I don't know if it's so epiphanous or if it's just the point where I can effectively lay it down in paint without throwing in a lot of extra baggage.
And what are you saying? What are you expressing?
It's still a little bit of a timeline. But I think it doesn't just relate to me. I think the more I've looked at other people's stories and I look at the compulsion that's involved, both with producing work and also the compulsory behaviors in not producing work, or that cause not producing work, have have a lot of weight with a lot of people. And I think as I learn other stories and look at how everyone deals with that and works out their demons, whether it's drugs or anything else, I think most artists have something they need out of their head or an approach to life that doesn't run the paradigm of what they're told they're supposed to do. I think it's a process that's necessary.
I think Dolly said that art is exorcism.
I could see that. It's probably its own demon as well.
Would your art work without a certain level of panic?
I don't even know. I don't know that I've never really worked without. I wake up sometimes thinking about, oh, I figured out how to make that hand look right. You know, I think constantly have a dialogue running about pieces I'm working on, and even in hanging a show, I'll look at the walls and think, oh man, I know what I could have done there. I think there's a constant need to question what you're doing, and you know, I have a lot of references to old artworks and influences of old artists in this show. Even dancer Henrietta Bagley is where I got the fabrics from. She did a lot of dance pieces, performance pieces with fabrics and papers and kind of connected human forms wrapped in these things. And it's something that always struck me, and I used the fabric in this show as kind of a connector between all the relationships. It's sort of an installation, I suppose. It's a series of canvases that group up in sets to create larger pieces. So each canvas is a piece of another canvas.
You're a part of the Fresh Produce Collective, and several members of Fresh Produce are partners in the .. gallery.
Yeah.
So it's a collaborative thing.
Yeah, we grew out of the Fresh Produce group. We have all the Fresh Produce meetings there once a week, and there are 10 of us who've partnered up, and each of the partners is to do a solo show. So
each year?
Mm-hmm.
And how old is it now?
We're closing in on 1 year.
1 year?
Mm-hmm.
After a year under a belt, what's the shelf life of the project?
We're ready to keep going.
It's been successful, hasn't it?
It's been a really good thing for all of us in that you don't have to write a proposal to do an unusual project. You don't have to sell an idea to anyone but yourself. You're the only one that has to be comfortable doing it. So we have this space where we can do more experimental shows, and we can do things not usually available to younger artists who maybe don't have the tenure in the art world to do something experimental or something they haven't done before.